Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. How can I help you?
My name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for a hair relaxer case. Her name is Nicole Hill, and the phone number is 562-581-5532. May I transfer her with you?
Yes, can you repeat the number again? It's 562-581.
5532.
And then first name is Nicole, last name is what? I'm sorry.
Last name is Hill, Hill.
Okay, thank you. I'll take it from here.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hi, Miss Hill.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you doing? My name is Denise on a recorded line. I'll be assisting you further. I'm just going to update this information on here. Put your name and phone number. Give me one second. Is it Nicole with a Nicole? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then Hill, Hill.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me put that in here in our database.
Okay.
Perfect. And then phone number 562-581-5532.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So let's see here. We'll go through some questions together. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit, Ms. Hill?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have an attorney assisting you at the moment?
No, I do not.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
No, I have not done that.
Okay.
I did my research online, and you guys were the first people to pop up, so I was seeing if you guys could help me in this
Yeah,
situation.
absolutely. Yeah, and I know they did the pre-screening on their end. We just have to do another pre-screening on our end. So we'll go through
Okay.
these questions. I'll try to make it as quick as possible, but we definitely don't want to miss anything. So,
Okay.
yeah. So have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, I was using for the past 7 years, I was using L'Oreal Dark and Lovely from March 2017 to April 2024 of this year.
So March of 2017 until April of 2024 of this year, you stopped using in April of 2024?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that information. So you were using it for the past 7 years.
Yes.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer, endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer specifically?
Yes, I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer. Okay, I'm so sorry to
Yes.
hear that. How are you
Yes.
feeling now?
I feel a whole lot better, being in all that pain and taking chemo. It did take a toll on my body, but I mean,
Oh
I'm
no.
grateful to,
Yeah.
still be here, be able to be a pillar of God to show that, no matter what you go through, God is always gonna pull you through.
Yeah. Well, you have a really good attitude, so keep that up. Absolutely. And again, I'm sorry to hear that you went through that, but I'm glad to hear that things are better and that you have a good attitude through it all. And did you have a subtype by any chance, Miss Hill?
I was diagnosed with stage one ovarian cancer, clear
Okay.
cells high. Clear
Stage.
cells high. I was diagnosed May 10th, 2024.
Okay, let me write that on here. Diagnosed May 10th of 2024.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's see. Okay, and then you started. You said it was March of 17, 2017, and then stopped April
2024.
of 2024. Okay. We'll definitely get to those questions, but I did make a note. And then we are filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then you mentioned it was clear cell carcinoma.
Yes.
Okay, as the subtype. Okay. And then now we get to this question, which is when were you diagnosed with cancer? So then you told me you were diagnosed 5/10 of 2024.
Yes.
Okay. And then what age were you when you were diagnosed?
36.
Okay. And then diagnosing doctor's name, address, and phone number, please. We'll start with the name.
Okay, her name is Dr. Margaret Beats.
Margaret. How do you spell the last name?
BEATS. B as in boy, E as in Eric, A as in apple, T as in Tom, S as in Sam.
Okay. And where is she located? What state?
She is located in Torrance, California.
Torrance, California. Okay.
At Torrance Memorial Medical Center.
Torrance Memorial Medical Center. Okay. Let me look that up really quickly. Thank you for that information. That's very helpful. Let's see. Torrance Memorial Medical Center. Okay.
The address for that medical center is 3330 Lomita Boulevard, Torrance, California, 90505.
Okay. 3330 Lomita Boulevard. And then what did you say after that? What suite?
Torrance, no, it's not a suite. I just gave I didn't go to a suite. I don't know the suite number, but that's the address I was going to for my treatments.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Just trying to pull it up here. Let's see. I'm looking for Margaret Beats Torrance, Dr. Margaret Beats Torrance. Is it MAR and then
Yes.
GARTET?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Margaret Beats. Okay. Let me try again. I'm not finding her. I'm just pulling it up with
Okay.
the address here. I did find the hospital, Torrance Memorial Medical Center. Let me put this in the notes here. And then I'll put the address. It did come up as 3330 Lomita Boulevard, Torrance, California, 90505.
Yes.
And then phone number 310-325-9110.
Yes.
Okay. And then let's see here. I'm just looking for her name specifically. I'm not finding her just yet.
Okay.
But I will put
M-A-
what?
M-A-R-G- M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T.
Yes.
Beats.
And then Beats.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'll just
Yes.
put that in the notes here. So let me include her name on here. And then,
Okay.
yeah, so we have that information. Thank you for that. And let's see. Okay. And then, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, I was using it 8 times a year.
8 times a year.
Okay.
So that's the next question. On average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis? I will put 8 times per year.
Yes.
And then let's see. Are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And can I get your date of birth, please?
7/15/1987.
Okay. And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you by any chance have friends, family, or loved ones that also use hair relaxers that we can assist?
My grandmother did, but my auntie's not up for it because I kind of talked to her before I kind of did my own research because of her situation, because my grandmother basically ended up having dementia and kind of like just, you know, she just withered away. And like she has 3 days to live, and I told my auntie it would be a good idea, you know, just to, you know, on my grandmother's behalf. But she said, no, just go ahead, just take care of myself.
Oh,
so,
I see.
I'm the only one.
Okay. Do you know if she was diagnosed with endometrio, ovarian, or
I wouldn't know none of that.
My auntie's
a nurse, so she kind of like keeps all that like kind of private. So I wouldn't know.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
I'll put no for now. If you do come across someone that we can assist, I'll also send you my information. You could always text me if need be. Okay.
Okay.
And what state did you use hair relaxer? Was that in California?
Yes.
Okay. And then now we get to the question, when did you start using hair relaxer? I do have to put an actual date, even if it's just a guesstimate. I know you mentioned March of 2017. Was it the middle of March, the end of March?
I say about the 10th of March.
Okay. Let's put...
Yeah, the 10th of March, 2017.
Okay.
And then we can just put the end date was April 17th, 2024.
April 17th, 2024.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
But I actually have that on my calendar when I stop. I don't have the calendars from the years prior, but I know for this year I did mark it on my calendar that when I stopped.
Okay. Got it. Thank you for that. And then... I know these questions may sound redundant, but I do have to ask them. How often did you use the hair relaxer products?
I use it 8 times a year.
8 times a year. So then it's asking me weekly, monthly. Should we put monthly? Were you using it monthly?
Yeah, you could say monthly.
Okay. And then how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products? I know you said 17 to 2024. Was that consecutive?
Yes.
Okay. Let me put that on here. That would be 7 years, as you mentioned earlier. So I'll put that on there. And then... did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
I received it at home.
Okay. And let's see. Which brand name products have you used? I know you mentioned Dark and Lovely earlier.
Dark and Lovely. Yeah, that's the only one I used.
Okay. So the only one you used was Dark and Lovely, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And let's see, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
No, my treatment for my cancer, my stage 1 ovarian cancer that I'm in remission for, I was diagnosed on May 2nd, 2024, and the actual diagnosis was given on the 10th. Of May.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the question is, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. And then, let's see, what type of treatment did you receive, Ms. Hill? I know you mentioned earlier it was chemo.
Yes, chemotherapy.
Okay.
I was on chemotherapy. It was administered via needles and IV injections monthly.
IV injections.
But it will be six to eight cycles over 6 months.
6 to 8 cycles over 8 months?
Over 6 months.
Oh, 6 months. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. And I also had a partial hysterectomy. The right ovary was removed on May 18th, 2024.
Okay, let me write that in here. Partial hysterectomy. And you said one ovary was removed when?
May 18th, 2024, my right one.
Of 2024. Got it. Okay. And then treatment date. So when did you start treatment? Because I know you were diagnosed in May 10th. How soon after that were you on treatment?
They put me on treatment the very next day.
Oh, wow.
They put me on treatment the very next day because I was just, you know, I was just basically determined to see, you know, the outcome of it, because I know a lot of people that I have known in the past that has had, you know, chemotherapy, you know, or people that worked in that field, you know, have dealt with patients like that that haven't really, you know, fully recovered or kind of died. You know, I was just trying to really just trying to get myself back to health because I do have I have kids, so I'm just trying to get myself back to health for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't want to waste no time.
This. Yes. Yeah. For your loved ones, absolutely. So I did put May 11th of 2024 was your treatment date, and now it's asking for treatment doctor information. So I know you gave me the doctor who diagnosed you. That the same doctor who treated you, or did you go to another doctor for treatment?
No, that was the doctor that treated me as well.
Oh, okay. Let me go back to that so I can copy and paste that information. Let's see. Okay. I'm just inputting that information in here.
Okay.
Address. And then a phone number. Okay. So I put Dr. Margaret Beats at Torrance Memorial Medical Center, 3330 Lomita Boulevard, Torrance, California, 310-325-9110 phone number. Okay. So let's see. Okay. So I do need to ask this. Can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
I'm a female.
Okay. And your marital status?
My marital status is single.
Okay. And your name, let me copy and paste your name on here, Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, and then last name Hill, I'm putting, and then do you have a middle initial?
Yes, S, as in S. Sam.
Okay, perfect. And then the law firm will be needing your social security for identity verification purposes in order for them to pull your medical records.
Okay. It's 557-976-079.
Okay. 557-976-079.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. And then now we get to the email portion of things. Do you have an email address?
Yes, it's NicoleSW36@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Nicole S as in Sam W 36@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then I do have a phone number on here as, let me change this because I believe it's the other, the person who transferred you, it's showing up on your phone number. So it's, your number is 310-325-9110?
No, it's 562-581-5532.
Yeah, you did give me that earlier in the call. Sorry about that. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I might have called out another, the doctor's number, actually. Sorry. Let me put that in here. Okay, so 562-581-5532.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay. And then, is this a mobile?
Yes.
Would you prefer we contact you through phone call, text message, or email? I have to pick one.
I say email.
Okay. So email, and then I do have to pick one best time of the day to reach you.
Morning is fine.
Morning. Okay. And then let's see. Can I get your address, please?
4154 Lockland Place, Lockland Place, apartment 4, Los Angeles, California, 90008.
Oh, okay. Can you please repeat that? I don't know what happened here. The system brought me back to 4154 Lock. That's as far as I got.
Lock and then land. Lockland is one word. So it's Lockland.
Okay.
Place. Apartment 4.
Apartment 4. Okay. Let's see. Is that, and it's showing up as Los Angeles. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Got it. Okay. 4154 Lockland Place, Los Angeles, apartment 4, and then 90008.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. Let me just do this. Okay. And then, do you have a copy of your medical records?
I think I do, but you, I also can give you guys authorization to get my medical records. I can give you guys permission.
Yeah, to, absolutely. But you do have a copy. I just need to put yes or no under this question.
Yes.
Okay. And then if they ask you to provide them, would you be able to either mail or email or both?
I can try both. Put both.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Lives with me.
Okay.
His name is Daveris, D-A-V-E-R-I-S.
D-A-V.
E-R. I-S.
Okay.
Washington.
Washington is the last name?
Yes.
Okay. Phone number?
And his phone number is 562-581-3290.
Perfect. 562-581-3290. Relationship?
That is my significant other.
Okay. Thank you for that information. It looks like we have completed everything. I just have to review everything one more time to make sure there's no typos, because once we're done with this, it will create a DocuSign, okay? So I'll try my best to go through it quickly. Please stop me if anything sounds wrong, okay? So we can correct it ahead of time, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So you would like to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything with the law firm. You have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer, clear cell carcinoma subtype. We're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed May 10th of 2024. And let's see. You used hair relaxer about 8 times per year. You're a resident and citizen of the United States. Your date of birth is 7/15 of 1987. And then you started using hair relaxer 3/10 of 2017. You stopped using hair relaxer April 17th of 2024. You were using it monthly 7 consecutive years of hair relaxer products. You were using Dark and Lovely. And let's see. Your treatment was chemotherapy. You're in remission now. They also did IV injections. 6 to 8 cycles over 6 months, partial hysterectomy. One ovary was removed May 18th of 2024. And the ovarian cancer you mentioned was stage 1. Treatment date was 5/11 of 2024.
Yes.
Female, single, Nicole S. Hill, H-I-L-L, last name, middle name, middle initial S, as in Sam, Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, Social Security, 557-976079, and I have an email address as Nicole, SW36 at gmail.com.
Phone yes, number ma'am. Everything is correct.
Perfect. Phone number 562-581-5532. Address is 4154 Lachlan Place, Los Angeles, California, 90008, apartment 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect.
Awesome. Also, could you, I would like to also give you this information. The medications that they gave me, they gave me morphine, 60 milligrams, 3 pills daily for 2 months.
Let me put that in the notes here. So medication, morphine, and what else did you say?
I was on morphine, 60 milligrams. I had 3 pills to take daily for 2 months.
3 pills took daily for 3 months. Okay. I did write that in the notes. Thank you for that.
Okay. And then also, just in case if they do ask, I'd rather already give you this information. I was hospitalized for 12 days for testing, and I was in and out, and I was also participating in an in and out patient for 6 months.
In and out patient for 6 months. Wow, you went through so much. Oh, my gosh.
But you know what? By the graces of God, I can't complain. You know, I had to, you know, I'm just a living testimony. And, I mean, the money means nothing to me. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't. You know, it's just, if this can help me and my family, you know, that's a plus. But, you know, I'd just rather let people know that, you know, that type of stuff right there, even though it makes our hair look nice and good, is not good for us.
Yes. Do not use it, right? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because I mean, I thought it was something kind of strange where I have to put this stuff, mix these chemicals together, put it in my hair, let it sit in my hair for a certain period of time and not think that it's like being sucked through my pores in my head. That's close to my brain.
Yeah.
So, you know, like people, some women don't think of it as that. They just like, oh, well, I don't have to have, you know, my hair natural. I'd rather have my hair natural than to have my hair, you know, really silky straight, because that's not how my hair was. My hair is not like that. So.
It's crazy. It's like the price of beauty, right? Like I'm like so appalled by like everything people are doing nowadays where I'm like, hey, it looks nice. Don't get me wrong. You look beautiful, but be careful, right? Like, because
right.
all those like chemicals and everything can definitely affect you. And even people that are not maybe doing all that like salon stuff, like even at home, you're like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
like I wonder if this moisturizer is affecting me in some way or this or that, you know.
But I mean,
so
you can't
crazy.
Even you have to be secluded to a bathroom just to do your hair. And I have kids. I have 6 kids. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like, mommy this, mommy that. Like, hey, mom, can I get this? Hey, mom, can we go here? You know, it's just like,
mm-hmm.
it's a constant thing. So I just thought it was really completely unsafe to even have them around it. But then once I got diagnosed, I was just like, oh, my goodness. But my kids were, you know, they were there for me. My family was there for me. You
oh
know, I was just, you know,
yeah.
by the grace of God, I was able to just come out of it. But
thankfully, you have your family there for sure, because without that, it's like, I don't know how people would survive. You definitely need that warmth,
yeah.
you know, to get you through it,
yeah.
it all. And Ms. Hill, I did send you a document. Please let me
okay.
know if you received it.
Okay. I'm looking right now. 1 second. Okay, yes, I do. Okay, review document.
Yes,
okay.
And I'll stand. I don't know if you want me to talk through it or to kind of guide you, or if you'd rather just kind of do it, and if you need my assistance, I'm here to assist you. I just don't want to distract you while you're trying to sign.
No, you're okay. If I have any questions, I'll just ask you. I'm going to go ahead
yes.
and just read
Perfect.
Through it. Okay, I've already completed it and sent it back to you.
Oh, awesome. Okay. So
and I've already downloaded one from my files as well.
Perfect. Okay. Let me look to see if I received it. It usually comes right back to me. It looks like I did receive it. I'll review it really quickly while you're on
okay.
the phone, just to make sure we didn't miss anything. Okay. Nicole
okay.
S. Hill. Signature. Perfect. Signature. Initials. Okay. Okay. Perfect. It looks like everything looks good.
Okay.
Okay, awesome. So now what will happen, I will be sending you a text message with my direct number. So if you have
okay.
any questions, feel free to either text me or call me anytime. I'll also be
okay.
sending the law firm's information. They usually call you within the next like week. If you don't get a call, You're more than welcome to call me, and then I can do a transfer, so I can transfer you to their office, okay?
Okay.
Sometimes they
Thank
do get
you.
a little busy, so just in case, maybe wait a week or two, just to be safe. And then if you still don't hear from anyone, feel free to call me, okay? Or call them
Okay.
directly. I'll be sending you their information. Thank you so much for sharing your story with me. I'm sure you're going to be an
Thank you
inspiration
so much.
for many others. And
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that you went through that, but I'm so happy to hear that you're doing better and that you have a really good attitude, through it all. And I wish you the best, Miss Hill, okay? Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you. Thank
Okay.
you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Bye.